This is Daryl Evans. Your passion for Jesus will be inspiring to others, so keep listening to today's Modern Worship on WMIE 91.5 FM.
Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in what God is doing, what God is saying. All this week we've been enjoying this teaching, talking about the Word of God, how powerful it is when you stay in the Word. Mm-hmm. Abide in me and I in you. It's a combination now. Jesus says, if you stay with me, I will what? Stay with you.
Yeah. Oh.
So we'll say, stay with me now. Stay with me. Okay? Jesus is saying, stay with me. If you stay with me, then I'm staying with you. It's a sure. If you abide in me and I in you, then we will produce. Mm-hmm. Then your life is fruitful. Because apart from me, you can't do nothing.
And Jesus, he gave us the helper
yes.
to be with us
yes.
so that we can produce fruit. In John chapter 14, verse 26, Jesus said, but the helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. So we're going to focus today on the helper. And if we just think about a helper, if somebody is helping you, right? You're giving them direction. You're giving them guidance. If you're not doing anything, you don't need a helper.
Why?
There's nothing to engage the helper with. So if I don't need help if I'm just sitting down, not doing anything, I don't need help. But if I have a vision in mind that's bigger than myself, bigger than my capacity of my two hands and such, I need a helper.
Of course.
I need somebody to help me. Now, that person is assisting in what is being done, right?
Yes.
The helper. They're a helper. So if I need advice, I go to the helper. If I need a tool, if I need access to something, I go to the helper. So we're working together in partnership to bring something forth. So the helper is there. And now we have to be in our position of authority as a visionary, bringing forth the kingdom of God, the
yes.
purpose that he has put within us to bring forth in the earth, the solution that he has put on the inside of us to bring that into the earth. So when we're doing something, then we see the benefit of having the helper.
Yes.
If you and the helper are just sitting next to each other on the couch and nobody's doing nothing, ain't nothing getting done, and you don't see the benefit of them because you're not using them to their full potential.
That's right.
But once you begin to do something and you realize, I can't do this alone. I don't have the capacity to hold it straight and to drill it in at the same time and to measure. And I don't have the capacity. I need a helper. I need somebody to come and to assist me with what I'm doing in order to bring it forth with excellence. Then you see the benefit of the helper. When you need the helper, you see the benefit
of the helper.
If you're not putting the helper to use and y'all just sitting together watching TV, you don't see the benefit of the helper.
So the helper doesn't take the lead.
Mm-hmm.
So go there.
Mm-hmm.
The Holy Spirit is our
helper.
So he doesn't take the lead because he's the helper. If somebody's helping me, I don't expect them to take the lead. I take the lead because the job is given to me to do. I got the task to do. And my helper come along to make sure I will finish it. And whatever is I need right then, he's there to help me. Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah.
So that's the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. We had already commissioned to do something.
Yeah.
We had already have the commission to do. Mm-hmm. And he says, now I will give you a helper to assist you to accomplish the job that I sent you to do. Mm-hmm. So he can't wait for the Holy Spirit to do the job that we're supposed to do.
Yeah.
That's a mistake we're making.
Yeah, because
yes.
A good helper is going to say, what do you need me to do?
Do.
Right? So they're taking direction from the visionary.
Mm.
I know in my publishing company, if somebody comes to me and they tell me that they want to do a book and they tell me all their ideas, but they don't have any framework laid out, there's nothing for me to do yet. And I tell them that there's nothing for me to do yet. Because I come in after you've done all there is for you to do, as the author, as the visionary, because I'm an author too. So I could just write my own book. I don't need to write your book.
Your book. Yeah.
I'll help you publish your book,
yeah.
But I need a clear vision of the direction that you're going. So a lot of times when people come the first time, there's nothing concrete for me to work with. It's still abstract. It's just this what they think. No, I need a map. Because I'm your helper. I'm not the author. I'm not taking over your project. I'm the publisher. I'm the helper to bring your work to the forefront. I'm the helper. So here, same thing we have with the Holy Spirit. You know, a lot of times people will say, oh, just pray for me. Just pray for me that I'll be blessed. Just pray for me that my life will be better. Just pray for me. But they don't really have a picture of what their end game is.
Right.
They don't have a vision of the areas of their life that they're looking to enhance. Because it you can't just start everywhere, right? You have to start in a particular place.
Yes.
So you have to be real specific with your prayers and with different things that you're looking to shape in order to change the trajectory of your life and such. There has to be a concrete point that you begin to make changes in, and then that change overflows into other areas of life, and that consistency breeds consistency in other areas of life. But just say, oh, just pray for me that I'm blessed. Well, the Bible says that we're already blessed.
Right.
So there's nobody that's not blessed.
Yes.
So if you're saying, oh, please just pray for me that I'm blessed. Just please pray for me that I'm blessed. You're already blessed. Okay.
Yes.
So you have to come into the understanding. You have to accept, you have to receive the fact that you're already blessed. Now, what are you going to do with blessing?
Listen, and like you teach is a great message at church, Diane, that you have to come in alignment to that blessing.
Mm-hmm.
You have to line up. It's not somebody going to pray that you bless.
Mm-hmm.
He had already had the blessing.
Mm-hmm.
But you're out of alignment. That's why you're not receiving it.
Mm-hmm.
That was a tremendous teaching you did at church. And I sit there and take your note. Mm-hmm. If I don't come under or in alignment to what God says, I will never get it.
Mm-hmm.
I have to come in alignment. I'm out of alignment.
Mm-hmm.
That's my problem.
Yeah.
So until I come in alignment, doesn't matter. I'm wishing up on a star now. You're wishing a hope.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a wishing a hope.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not going to work until I do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to do it. He make the way already. He make the way for me to come into alignment. Jesus declared already the way. Jesus says, I am the way.
Mm-hmm.
I am the truth. I am the life. Jesus says, this is the way. I am it. Jesus says, I am the door into that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the door into the blessing. So if you're going to get it, you got to what? Come through me.
Mm-hmm.
So and that's the alignment.
Mm-hmm.
You got to bring your life there. Not that Jesus bringing his life there. No,
yeah.
He has already done it. Somebody said, well, I'm just going to wait until Jesus called me. He called you already.
In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3, it tells us, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us
with
every spiritual
blessing
in the heavenly places in Christ. So we are already blessed. We have to believe that. A lot of times we're living under this deception that we're cursed. There, all that curse, you know, they talk about, oh, the curse in Genesis chapter 3, no, the curse of the ground, broken, the sweat of my brow. That was broken in Genesis chapter 8.
Great.
So people are living under that curse, the sweat of my brow, the toil, and oh, life's so hard. Because the Bible says that God cursed the ground. Well, the Bible also says five chapters later that through Noah.
Noah, break it. He says, it hurt, you'll never be cursed again. Noah broke it.
So that curse of toil has been broken. Now we're back into tend, where he told Adam and Eve, when he set them in the garden, he said to tend and to keep it. So we're to be tending and keeping all that he has entrusted us with. And we're not toiling. We're not working for something. We're working with God. We are workers together with him in partnership in the earth. And then Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, which is the framework for Make Your Day Count, it tells us, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. So beforehand, God already prepared the good works through Jesus Christ for us to be able to walk in. So there's a set path that's already there. There's a course that's already set. So we have to find that place, the precepts for us individually, where our foot fits in order to profit. With there's different words that David uses throughout the book of Psalms. He talks about the law of God. He talks about the commands of God. Those are unto all. But then there's this other word called the precepts. Mm-hmm. The precepts are individualized. They're the individualized purpose and plan that God has for each and every one of us. So we have in general his law, his commands, but then there's a particular place, the precepts, where we're going to thrive, where we're going to be able to really experience the fullness, the prosperity of the Lord when we come into that place, into the precepts. We find the place where our foot fits and we will profit. It's what he already went beforehand, the way that he already made for us to walk in. So we can, you know, sometimes we're trying to live out somebody else's call, but we all have our own unique call, a unique assignment in the earth. And that's our place, our fruitful place. That's our place of prosperity in the precepts that are for us.
Yes. So what I need to do and what you need to do is to line up my life according to the word. Just my life is in line with the word. And once it is in line with the word, 100%, I will bear fruit. Mm-hmm. Comes down to that.
It's a must.
It's a must. And when my life is lined up according to the word and the word is in me and I am in the word is in me and I am in the word, I will produce. Mm-hmm.
In John chapter 15, verse 16, it says, you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day
count.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
What's up?